MI3 Network. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. MI3 Network.
89AJY.
CMN Network.
KC9TWX.
This is the CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3.
W9DRG. W9DRG, you're on the radio there down. KC9DKX, report.
MI3 Network.
W9DRG, KC90KX, report. You around, Dennis? Negative contact on W9DRG. This is KC90KX, report. Clear repeater.
KEADGF. Negative contact. KEADGF clear.
CMN Network.
KD9UMI.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
WB9YA Mobile.
KD9, you're on my.
QRZ, this is WB9YA Mobile.
Kilo, that's 9 Uniform Mike India.
Kilo Delta 9 question mark, your audio is really muffled.
Yeah, you're breaking up a bit as well, too. This is Kilo Delta 9 Uniform Mike India.
I hope you're having a good Memorial Day.
That was a double.
Did I double with you? I'm sorry.
No, you doubled with somebody else.
Let me see if I have it. Hey, Tom, I think, I can't remember if you can turn the audio down a little bit on that echo link. Sounds like you're overdriving a little bit.
Okay, Kurt, let me give it a try. I'll be right back.
I'm trying to pull mine up. I can't remember how to do it.
Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I just had to run out and get some distilled water, and then I'm trying to beat my lawnmower into submission. Yeah, it's having trouble pulling fuel up out of the gas tank because the air filter is shot. I looked at that, and I'm like, there's no air filter in there. So I'm like, I wonder how long it's been running. Letting all that dirt into the intake, you know, like I'll have to do a compression test on it. But it does run. It just runs for a few seconds and then it quits. So it doesn't have enough vacuum to pull fuel out of the gas tank. So I have to find a new air cleaner for it. So anyway, and then I've got to run over to a gas station where they sell non-ethanol fuel, so that should help it run a little better.
There's some gas stations that sell recreational fuel. I wonder if that would help you. It's in settings, Kurt. I drove it harder because when I had it in the car, I had it at the cell phone a distance away from me. So I turned it down some. Hopefully that helped.
That helped a lot. Yeah, it's better. It's still pretty loud, though. You could probably go down a little bit more, actually. But, Mike, yeah, that's no fun, especially on Memorial Day. You're not supposed to be working on stuff.
But I got lazy over the weekend, so now I have to play catch-up.
Oh, I know how that works.
Catch-up?
I want mustard butter.
Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, turned it down a little bit more. Hopefully that helps.
Oh, yeah, that sounds good.
You sound like a new man.
Hey, Mike.
Hey.
Where are you going?
I'm not sure if you're not waiting long enough for the transmitter to go
not sure what's going on there.
Hey, Mark Gallon. Hi, it's Art Gallon. I'm Mike, Kurt, and Tom.
Hello.
Now, that one was 100%, Brian. Yeah. Heard you say hello, Tom and Kurt.
Hi. Yeah, I just wonder where you're going for your no ethanol.
I'm going to probably run over. I'm going to check and see if Martin's has it over there on what is that? A Crumbstown Highway and Mayflower.
Pump 11 and 12.
Okay, thanks a bunch. Yeah, I'm gonna go over there and then I've gotta find. I think the car places, the auto parts places are open, so I should be able to find some two-cycle oil from my weed eater. So, okay, Tom, over to you. KD9UMI, this is WB9YPA in a group.
Yeah, I'm liking this nicer weather. Certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, me too, because it seemed like it takes forever for it to get here. And it doesn't pay to buy, I'm not going to buy a new motorcycle after the one I had was stolen. Why buy one? Because, you know, you can only really enjoy it about 3 months out of the year. Doesn't really pay to have a motorcycle. And besides that, the insurance company, they want you to have insurance on your car and your motorcycle at the same time. And I asked my motorcycle agent, I said, hey, can you give me a clue on how I can drive my car and ride my bike at the same time? He says, what are you talking about? I says, look, I've got to pay insurance on a car and a motorcycle at the same time. But I can only operate one at one time. He didn't like that. Over to you, Kurt.
Okay, guys, I hate to cut this short. Hello, Brian. But I got to get the grill ready, so I'm going to be on the side and probably not being able to hear everything exactly. So, nice chatting with you guys. I hope you're having a good Memorial Day, and we'll talk soon. AC9HO listening.
Hey, Kurt, what happened to your audio? It got real loud.
I'm going through my note. I might have been too close to the microphone. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, I might have got too close to the radio. Sorry about that. But good talking to you guys. I'll be listening, but I got to get grilling the food. So happy Memorial Day. 73, AC9HO.
Hey, I'll be over in a few minutes, Kurt.
73, Kurt, real quick question. You get that Mustang rolling this year yet? My wife has got hers rolling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was going last year towards the end of the summer, but, yeah, it's going.
No, I mean, have you taken it out on the road yet this year?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, quite a few times.
Yeah, my wife didn't hesitate to get hers on the road as soon as she had the chance to, but I know you want to get going, so 73 to you. Have a wonderful day.
Kurt, have a nice, you all have a great Memorial Day, and I was just kidding about coming over, but man, you're making my mouth water there.
Oh, yeah. There'll be plenty here.
Have a good day, Kurt, and on YOU.
Over to you, Brian.
Hey, have a good, good Memorial Day, Kurt. And, yeah, I just got to go over here to the bank real quick, and then I've got to head over where you're headed, Mike.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I have to get, I've got to get a new air cleaner, and then I have to maybe some carburetor parts. I'm not so sure about that, but I took it all apart, and it acts the same way after I cleaned all the orifices out and all that stuff. So it didn't change it much. So I think it's because the air cleaner is gone. It's disintegrated.
Yep, man, sounds like it. Yeah, so I gotta go over and I gotta get gas myself.
Oh, I forgot. I wanna run in here and, see if this place, they're gonna be open, I'm sure. This, O'Reilly's or one of these joints here. So I should be able to buy some cycle, loop.
Yeah.
Rather be operating some CW on my Kenwood TSA-30.
Right. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Now, that's a fun radio to work CW with. Man, that's a hoot.
Oh, yeah.
That radio makes on 40 meters, that thing makes, 120 horsepower.
That's nice.
Yeah, if that had tires on it, it'd burn rubber.
It sure would.
Yeah, with that, that vacuum tube type vinyl, that thing really puts out some power.
It does, it's pretty good.
I'm glad I spotted that on your table there at the LaPorte Fest.
Yeah, what was that?
I'm not sure. Did Tom sign earlier? I thought he did, but I might be mistaken.
No, I'm still here.
There you are, Tom.
Hey, I'm kind of in a bad spot right now.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Tom, was that you that came back? KD9UMI, this is WB9YPA.
Yeah, I was just saying I'm still here.
Oh, okay, very good. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to leave you out.
Oh, you didn't. I just was on the side because you guys were conversing, so...
Oh, okay, yep. So, do you have anything planned today, or are you just kind of taking it easy, Tom?
Well, just kind of taking it easy at the moment.
Okay, very good. I'm going to try to get my weed eater fired up and get some fuel in that thing and see if it'll take off. I'm going to stop. I'm over here at... one of these auto parts joints. I'm going to go in and buy some two-cycle oil and make up a nice batch of fuel for that thing, and hopefully I can get her started. When I first bought it, man, that was the hardest thing to get started. I'm telling you. Wow. I'm not sure if it took a while for the rings to get seated or what. So, anyway, that's what I'm dealing with today.
Yeah, just kind of doing odds and ends today. So, taking a break from that.
Sounds good. And then, yep, and when I'm done doing some weed eating, I think I'm going to fire up the TS-830 and operate some code. Brian, are you heading over to Martin's?
Yeah, we'll be in a minute.
Okay, I'll probably see you there. I'm trying to clean up a mess I just made. I dumped a whole bunch of pistachio nutshells all over in my truck. And now I should have thrown those away when I had the chance, and now I'm dealing with it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Oh, okay, I'll be back in a flash, guys. All right, I'm gonna sign. This is WB9YPA.
WB9YPA, Skating. Have a wonderful day, KD9 UMI.
Thank you, Tom.
All right, talk to you in a bit, Mike, in 9YOU.
CMN Network, 220.
N9YOU, this is WB9YPA, Brian.
I'm on here, Mike, and I want you.
Okay, I'm heading that away.
All righty, I'm en route.
Okay, you'll probably beat me there and then end up taking off and heading home before I get it. Before I can get there, I'm over here. I'm on Chippewa, not even up to Gertrude yet.
You never know. It depends, too. I might have to wait for a pump, so you never know. I'm just going by the casino now.
Okay.
But all I know is I just got, the only thing I got out of that is this mower, and everything else was just a bunch of noise.
Yeah, this might help.
Tremendously.
Yeah, I was just saying, with having to work over in Ohio consistent basis, not being home much, it's kind of hard for me to keep ahead of the game, you know, with stuff around the house.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Yeah, my grass is, I've got like a forest in my backyard.
I understand that. I gotta get my weed eater working. I don't know what happened. It was working last year and now it's not working. It's not turning over. So I gotta trying to figure that out. So, yeah, I'm definitely gonna have to try and maybe fuss around with that a little bit today.
You ran it completely out of fuel, right? When you put it up for the fall?
Nope, never do with any of them. Nope, I got no ethanol in there and stable, so I just leave the gas in there.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, because primarily what the big deal is usually water moisture gets in, what can get into the fuel with the temperature cycles and stuff. It can get into the fuel.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean it started every time, but this year it's different. I think it actually. I think it actually got rained on a little bit by accident.
I got tired of putting my lawnmowers in my garage all the time, so I started leaving them out. And you know what? I have very good results with getting them started in the spring. You throw a bucket over it, you know, that helps.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. Is there still a place? And there's my phone running, ringing away. WB9YPA. It's a spam call.
I don't know, that don't surprise me.
Yeah, I won't answer those things.
I don't either.
Yeah, with all this AI and stuff that they got, now all they have to do is pick up like maybe one word. Like if you say hello, supposedly they can actually with that short of a span of speech pattern, they can actually put together and have you agreeing to turning your bank account over to some total stranger.
Yeah, that's true. Alrighty, I'm pulling up the phone. I'll see you when you get here. This is B9YPA, and I owe you.
N9YOU, this is WB9YPA. Hey, Brian, you know what's nice about these Kenwood THD-74s? WB9YPA. N9YOU, this is WB9YPA mobile.
Go right on ahead and I'll tell you.
Hey, you know the beautiful thing about these THD-74s?
What is it?
Well, there's a built-in clock, and if you turn the GPS on these radios, it automatically updates the time.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, these are nice radios. I'm pretty happy with it, but like I always say, though, the thing is such a power-hungry radio.
Yeah, I have the only bad thing about those radios.
Yeah, but when I got the battery pack, that helped a whole bunch.
Yeah, that it did. That's definitely a nice battery pack.
Yeah, they kind of blew it on the design, you know, because there's these LEDs inside the battery pack that are part of that, you know, that charger system in there. And you can't tell if it's charging unless you pull the battery pack off of the radio.
Yeah, now that's a bummer.
Yeah, I'm curious to find out if they ever redesigned the battery case and moved those LEDs so that you could see them. You know, all they would have to do is just put a couple of light pipes in there and you'd be able to see the status of the charger.
Maybe he did. I don't know. I know he was in at Hamvention. I did see him there.
I didn't. There's so many exhibits and stuff that I never even saw. Because I was flapping my jaws too much. Talking to all these hams and stuff. I had a great time. I just never got to see much of anything. And I wanted to stop by the ICOM booth and ask them if they were planning on coming out with any new firmware updates for the 7300 or the 7610.
Yeah, I haven't heard. But they probably will.
The good side is I did get over to Kenwood and did find out that the THD750A is going to ship in September.
Well, that's good. I'm just wondering how much it's going to be. I'm thinking it's going to be like around, $900? That's what I'm thinking it's going to be.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be, I'll almost bet it's going to be, if they don't do something about that, I got a feeling that a lot of people, after all the, see, what they shouldn't have said, they said that radio was going to come out a couple of different times, and one of them that I had heard was it was going to be available at Hamcation, and, you know, there was like a couple of dates that they threw out there. Well, it never happened, so now you've got all these people that are probably skeptical about that, and they might just say, hey, you know, I've already spent the money I had saved up, I needed it for something else, and they're going to lose a lot of sales on that radio, I think.
Yeah, that very well could be. A couple of years they've been talking about it, and it's still not out for sale yet. So, yeah, it could possibly be that way, too. Them losing sales on it.
Well, they had to put that one under a plastic case, a display case, The other radios weren't under the display cases, but that one was at Dayton, and I almost bet that if they didn't do that, somebody would probably swipe that radio.
Yeah, it could have happened.
Yeah, so there you have it. And let's see, I wish they didn't put these speed bumps in here. And when they did, they should have put slower speed limit signs in here, because if somebody's tooling along and they don't see those white stripes, those warning stripes, and you don't see that, like if you're in a rainstorm or something and the visibility is lousy at night, and you're going 30-35 mile an hour and you hit those things, your car's probably gonna come off the ground.
Yeah, I don't care for those things either. They're just, yeah. Don't like them at all.
No, I haven't fallen in love with them. No. that's kind of hard on your suspension. Okay, I'm just pulling up in front of my place here, and I'm going to, weed eater will get running. Okay, 73N9YOU, this is WB9YPA.
All right, Mike, have a good evening, and we'll talk to you later. WB9YPA and 9YOU, 73.
MI3 Network. CMN Network.
Hey, I'm Ivy.
Hey,
too much happening. We got the grass cut a little earlier, and inside taking it easy now. Watching TV with the wife there, and taking a little break here. Now we're testing out the DMR radio.
Hey, Roger. Is this the valve over Peter and Boyd?
No, this, you're on the W9LY on the 14697.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm on 220 right now. I could switch over.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was wondering if you're on an HT or something, because your copyable is just a little scratchy. So that makes sense now why that's happening, I guess, because you're going through the 220 system.
Yeah, I'll get back over here. But, so, you have a cookout today?
No cookout. Nothing happening like that. We had taken the grandsons home earlier. Stopped for coffee. Came back. I finished cutting the grass, and we came inside just to stay cool. How about you, or Mike? You do any cooking?
Yeah, my brother had a cookout over at his place, so we all went over there. That was at noon, and then I stayed a couple hours and came home and had to take a nap then. Oh, boy. It's great being old, huh?
Well, it's good you got a nap in. What was on the menu there today?
Well, we had hamburgers, hot dogs, brats, and chicken.
Oh, sounds good. I haven't had some bratwurst in a while. Gonna have to pick some up. I like taking the skin off of them first, though, before cooking them.
Oh, I've never tried doing that.
Yeah, I've seen that one on the internet. You can season them up. You know, the seasoning will stick better. And if you got them on a smoker or something, they'll absorb some more of the smoke flavor that way without the skin on them.
Oh, Roger. Oh, sounds interesting. So you're working with your other radio right now?
Not right now. I'm on the regular FM radio here. But when I first checked in, I was going through the DMR room, the digital room.
Okay. Oh. So, you get that radio that's talking then, huh?
Yeah, so far it seems to be working pretty good. Having fun learning how to program the thing. You know, quite a bit different than Azu.
Well, I was talking on the radio, you gave me that TYT for 220.
Oh, good deal. Glad it's working out there for you. Were you going through the South Bend repeater or the Valpo repeater?
I'd have to look it up. I had the frequency, but I don't remember which repeater it is.
That's good. At least you're making 220 great again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm wondering, the trees are all green around me now again. So I was wondering how I would get out on it. I think that was an issue last year. My neighbor did cut the heck out of this tree that I got my wire up in. So there ain't much leaves going there now.
Yeah, it's good. That'll make it a little easier there for you. You know, the summertime foliage on the trees, I believe, does affect the signal there sometimes.
Yeah, I was having trouble getting out here going. I had a different antenna and a different radio, but I like the setup I have now.
That's good. Seems to be working out for you. That's great. But I'm gonna grab something to eat here real quick, Mike. Thanks for the comeback. Maybe catch you back out here a little bit later if you're out there.
till he came to here. So yeah, go get something to eat, man. We'll catch you later. CI-9E and 90KA, clear.
Hey, Mike, sounds good. I guess you're sounding good on the TYT radio there. 7390KA, it's KI-90.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
N9OKA, you hear me?
Yeah, that's much better.
Who knows why? Wasn't getting through. Last night I was getting through just fine.
Now I know you need to turn them beams. They got turned on you.
Well, I don't know. This is all I got. I got no beans.
Well, hey, you're doing a fine job on this machine.
Okay, good enough then. Yeah, I mowed the lawn today, but I did not hit my coax with the lawnmower wheel, so that was okay.
Boy, I know my yard needs it, but my son had to work today, so, but boy, I've talked to a lot of people today that were out mowing.
Well, I've got mostly weeds, but they mow down just fine. I got a couple spots where I actually have grass that I planted, but I mow it anyway after it starts getting too big. Then I was killing some weeds over by my neighbor's house today. We got those poison hemlock. Those are supposed to be real bad, so I spray them down with a mixture of vinegar, salt, and dishwashing liquid. They don't like that at all.
DRK from Madison, Indiana.
Good evening there, PRK. How you doing?
I'm good, Mike. Hey, get that guy on RF.
Yeah, I could. N9GSN, I believe, was the call. Go ahead there. N9GSN, N9OKA, go ahead.
I think you scared him off.
Well, shame on me. How you doing, rascal?
It's all pretty good, hanging out here down by the Ohio River. Got iron on the fire, gonna cook up some Reubens.
Well, you were kidding. Where are you?
Oh, I ain't kidding. I'm at Klipke Falls State Park. All the way down here in Madison, Indiana, right by Kentucky.
I know right where you're at. Like that place. Wow, okay. Well, you got a week off?
Yes, sir. We got down here Friday. Took 2 hours to get through Indy. Our first stop was for sales, and then we just got here to Klipke today a couple hours ago.
Well, is that your final destination, or are you heading some other places?
We're going to Charlestown State Park after this, and yeah, we'll come home next Sunday. Well, I guess it's the coming Sunday, isn't it? I forgot what day it was. Yeah, so the rest of this week and come home Sunday.
Where's that other park at?
It's straight west of here. It's over by 65. And, just north of Louisville.
Okay, I'd never heard of it before. What have you been doing during your vacation?
Drinking coffee, eating food, playing radio, and hiking the hills of southeast Indiana.
Why love it over in that neck of the woods? My favorite's Crawford County.
I do like Crawford County. Who else are you talking to? I don't mean to steal your conversation. He was very adamant about killing the neighbor's weeds.
It's Mike. We had the Mike net going there. 89CY. Go ahead there, Mike.
89GY here. Are you camping right on the Ohio River? And if so, are you fishing for some catfish right now?
We're not right on it. It's probably about a half a mile away from where I'm at. No fishing where I'm at. I'm up on top of a hill here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're coming through real good. How are you making the connect to get up here to this repeater?
All Star.
Yep, clear. Yeah, you sound great. Nice vacation spot down there. I was fishing last week and got a channel cat, and I'd like to be down there right now. I was at Lake Schaefer in White County, and my buddy's over there now at his cottage, but the whole family's over there, so I said I'm not coming down. So.
Say, you caught that channel in White County?
Lake Schaefer by Indiana Beach.
Oh, yeah. Good buddy of mine lives right off it. East Schaefer Drive, and you go jump in the boat and, we'd wander out there, and there's a nice bend before you get to, the beach, not the amusement park. We dropped onto that beach, it's good, 20, 30 foot deep, and dropped some, crawfish down there, and would nail catfish.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my buddy's, him and his wife got this summer home there, and it's straight across the lake from the Indiana Beach Amusement Park.
Okay, yeah, we were just a little further upstream from that, not much. And I tell you what, you didn't have to try real hard. We kept some good catfish right there.
Yeah, you got the tippy canoe feeding that thing there. I think that's a pretty good little impoundment lake there. That's been around for a little over 100 years now. So, but pretty soon I'm going to do some more fishing here.
Good deal. Yeah, I really like the tippy. I'll tell you what, that's my favorite kayak and river. I grew up on the Kankakee, and that thing is, as you know, a channel, so it's kind of boring. You get out on the tippy, and it's a ton of fun.
Yeah, I've been on the tippy when it was, I shouldn't have been on there when it was way too high, flooded, and I've been on it when you had to hop out and walk along your boat because it was so low.
Yes, sir, I've done both myself, and I tell you what, when it's up and moving, it can get pretty scary.
Yeah,
if you dropped or I dropped, but I missed all that.
No, I was with my buddy on the 50 once when it was 2 foot, and we ended up in some field. We lost the channel, you know, we're on a field.
To go away to go catch a bunch of carp. Do that and cut them up and use them as bait.
I like catching carp. They run pretty big. They're a lot of fun. And I am going to try to make an effort to catch some gar. Catch. You don't use... like a thing or whatever.
10-9-OK. Or N9OKA. Hey, can you verify, is he dropping or is it me?
He's not making a repeater. And I'm not sure if it's conditions or what.
AD9GY, I believe it's conditions because I was coming through on everything pretty good last night. Now I'm not. I don't know. Who knows?
Well, I understood you that time.
I'm off of cell service, so... And this tends to drop out a little bit. Because I was having a nice full quieting, sounding great, and then completely lost. I did hear a little bit about that gar fishing stuff, and that's a lot of fun. You'll enjoy that. Bring some long needle-nose pliers and gloves.
Yep.
I didn't know we had gar around here.
Put this thing away for now. I don't like it when I can't get out. I got to get a different antenna. I got a pretty small quarter wave ground plane up there, and it's just not getting out enough.
You're hit or miss. When you're in, you're in, and then all of a sudden you're not. It might be a bit of a connection issue, actually.
Well, I'll check it all out, but there's just, I haven't moved anything, and everything was fine last night, so I don't know. But I'm going to hang it up for now. Nice talking to you, and OKA, I'll talk to you later, too. 89GY, 73 to you.
9-9-OKA, thank you, sir.
Hi, Mike, 73s. 89GY, N9OKA, clear.
73, other Mike. Man, I tell you what, if we got, what is that, KA9FF on there, you'd have a full-blown mic deck going on. And there was another station I heard him quiet.
N9OKA, N9BSN.
N9GSN, N9OKA, go ahead.
Hi, Mike, and hello to the other gentleman out there that didn't get your name. But I'm wondering if I stepped on your transmission maybe about 10 minutes ago. I was trying to check into the N9IAA repeater. Somehow, the frequency skipped over to this repeater. And I'm wondering if I cut in on your still there, N9GSN.
Not really, but we're trying to get back to you. I thought I chased you away.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I was trying to check in with the N9IAA repeater, and then next thing I knew, I heard you and another gentleman talking, and I'm like, whoa, I didn't mean to do that, but somehow, I don't think I hit the UFO/SMR button. But my apologies if I did that, and it wasn't intentional. Anyway, hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend, and I'm here fun.
Oh, yeah. The sun's pretty much going down now. The day's pretty much over, but it was okay. It was good.
And it told me that it didn't connect. So I assumed it didn't connect because it said it didn't, and then I connected to the W9LY, and I might have accidentally linked them together, and I did just type in the code to disconnect from the N9, so they, if it was me, it's no longer me, and if it wasn't me, then I don't know.
I don't know how to do that stuff, so it wasn't me.
Yeah, I tried not to link repeaters together. It's really easy to do with All-Star, because if I linked into the N9, now I'm on the N9, and then I linked into the LY like I am now, it would tie both repeaters together through my node, and I do everything I can to make sure that I don't do that, and I'm pretty sure I didn't. So someone else might have, and who knows if we're going over both of them right now, but if we are, it's not because of me. I definitely did just disconnect from the N9, even though I wasn't connected.
That's all important to me.
This is an idea, so I'm going to go ahead and take my flag down out there, and good talking to you, gentlemen, and I hope you both have a wonderful
All right, N9GSN, what is your QTH?
LaPorte, downtown next to the police station.
Okay. I'm over here by Walmart. So, 73s, jump in there anytime. N9GSN, N9OKA.
Well, thanks for the hospitality, and yeah, I thought I heard you mention you were near Sale Road or something like that, so yeah, we're fairly close, yeah, good talking to you, and I'll see you at the next meeting, and I'm DSN 73.
I'm on the poor side of town, I'm over here by Victory Street.
Yeah, well, I'm on the what they call the avenue, but I don't belong here. I don't have that kind of money. I just happened to get lucky. About 6-7 years ago, I had a realtor that found me a house nobody else wants, and now everybody and their brother wants this house. So anyway, I have to be a son.
73. You got a campfire going there, Rob?
Oh, yeah, going good. I'm in the camper now trying to get some stuff ready. My water pump keeps kicking on and off for some reason, and nothing running. I can't find it anywhere, so I don't know. I'm about to burn this thing to the ground.
Temper, temper now, man. Count to 10.
Oh, I hate this camper. I spent so much money on this thing, and it's a complete piece of junk. And I'm not happy, to say the least, with it.
I had one for 10 years. I wasn't happy with it. I worked on that roof for 10 years and couldn't get it to quit leaking.
I had that issue. I bought this thing brand new, and, I don't know, second year I owned it, it roof leaked, completely destroyed the bedroom, because I got a front bedroom, and as you come back to the tongue, you know, you come in the kitchen bathroom, and then a U-shaped dinette, which is a bed for the kid, and, yeah, I don't know. I got the roof leak fixed for now, and next one pops up, then I'll have to fix it, I guess.
I bought that stuff, I forgot what you call it now, where that guy cuts that bolt in two and puts it back together with his product and it don't leak. That stuff was $100 a gallon, and I I put 3 gallons on top of my rump and it still leaked.
Flex Seal. Yeah, I remember that stuff. Yeah, it was garbage. Complete waste of money. Now I use something a little bit different on mine. It stopped it. And, like I said, I was waiting for the next one. I've been fixing things on this thing since the day I got it.
Well, it's difficult to fix things on them because if you even try to fix the floor, then you can't open up the bottom drawer on your out in the kitchen or whatever. I had that problem too. Boy, you can't hardly work on them.
W9GWM.
What's happening, Joe? W9PRK.
Yeah, Rod, do you see your sunroof leaking in your truck?
Oh, no. We're talking about my RV. It's a travel trailer camper. Made by the Lucky Better. They're all junk.
Well, okay. All right. Never mind. Yeah, I used to be the water leak specialist and noise guy when I worked for the dealership, so I thought maybe you had a leak on the sunroof or the roof itself. But okay, very good. I'll get back out, and I'll be listening. W9ZWM. Good evening, gentlemen.
You're welcome. Chime in, whatever. We're just shooting the bull. I'm down here in Madison, Indiana, at Clifty Falls State Park camping, getting ready to cook some dinner.
I got to take out here for a second, give me some ice. I'll be right back, N9OKA.
And ice tastes better if you put whiskey in it.
Well, I got stuff I got to do tomorrow. I can't go down that road.
All right, Mike, I got to back out of here for a little bit. I got to do some cooking. I can't radio, drink beer, and cook dinner in the dark all at the same time.
Okay. We'll catch you later, then. Too much going on at once, huh? All right, we'll catch you later then. N9OKA, clear.
Hi, Mike. I'll be back in a little while. W9PRK.
W9PRK, N9OKA, clear.
CNN Network, MI3.